We're learning Kavod Shemayim, Shir number 11. The Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss the different places in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions the topic of Lashon Hara. Of course, the Parashas Tazria, Parashas Metzora, talking about the houses that contract Saras, the clothing, and then eventually if the person doesn't learn his lesson, doesn't do tshuva, and then the person, then he gets Saras. He has to sit outside from the camp. He has to be quarantined, even from Machne Yisrael. And his kapara, his atonement, is to bring the birds that are mefatutim, that the birds that they chirped, because he was chirping away. He was talking incorrectly. Then the Parshas Kedoshim says, Lo yiseilech rochav amecha. It says it straightforward. Don't be a talebearer. Don't go from one person to another person. You know what this person said? I don't know why he said it about you. If we take a bird's eye view and step back and think for a second, would someone ever do that? Would someone ever go from one person to another person and say, I don't know why that person said this about you? You think, that's impossible. That's such a rishus. That's such an evil act. But yet, we all know these things happen. Furthermore, hachich tachich esamisecho, you should give teichacha, but make sure, lo yisis lav chet, be very careful. If you give teichacha, don't do it in a way that brings a chet upon yourself. Parshas Bahar, lo yisanu ish esam yisoy. First says, be careful with einoz dvarim, don't harm people with words. Parshas Nosoy also talks about ishlechu min amachne kot zeruah, all those people who were Mitzayroim, even a great person like Doig HaDoimi, who was the leader under Shaul HaMelech, spoke Lashon Hara. And Parshas Baal Oischa, where Miriam spoke to Aaron about Moshe Rabbeinu. Parshas Shlach, of course, the Bible in the Raglim, who spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael.